to borrow a line from Wojo. I'm borrowing this. This is his. Mm-hmm. I'm borrowing this.
Hold on.
Me. Panic in Tiger Town. What the hell? We left the air yesterday, and we go, all right, listen, this is not good.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. It's baseball. Where is that from? I never imagined we would come on the air, and the Pirates would dust you two more times to where, mind you, the Pirates had lost 11 of 12 headed into this series. Swept by the Chi Sox. And they just served you up a sweep.
Right.
And you've now lost 9 of 10. The Guardians can get within 8 tonight. And we have to do a show I never imagined we were going to do, but we're doing it. And I'm going to present you with something.
Yeah. But it's not how you're losing either.
No, it's awful.
You know, the,
can I shout
the lollygag at first base and missing home plate.
I want to shout Caputo out.
Okay.
Caputo coined a phrase last year, early in the year. And I think it defines what I saw yesterday.
Shout out book.
Clown ball.
Yeah.
They played a clown ball game, whether it was Torque, kind of half-assing it, whether it's the defensive
miscues. Right,
because
it's not like Cruz has any speed whatsoever.
None. no, Rico, they don't look focused. They don't look sharp. The lineup is a complete disaster. The pitching is not very good. And look, here's what I want to set up. Your level of concern, scale of 1 to 10. Here's your next 10 games after you just lost 9 out of 10. 4 against the hottest team in baseball, the Blue Jays. 3 against the Diamondbacks, who are only a couple out of the wild card. And 3 against the resurgent Philadelphia Phillies. But wait, there's more. Second prize is the steak knives. The Guardians, glad you asked. 2 or 3 more against the awful Orioles. Then they take on the Royals, who are garbage.
Yep.
Then the Rockies. Here's the deal. While I am not going to do panic today, trick around and go 3-7 in your next 10. And by the time I get back from Saratoga, there's a shot you've only got a 3-4 game lead in this division. Do the math.
Yeah.
Do the math. Now, we could talk trade deadline. Cool. We can talk all the things you want. What I'm not going to do is this. I have no issue when a team drops 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6. Look, it's baseball. But, Rico, you nailed it. It's the way it's going down. Yeah. It's the fact the Pirates just broomed you out. And then I start going, okay, 20-game sample size. You've lost 9 out of 10 on the front end. Look at the next 10. You best start playing some decent ball here.
Man, it's like something happened during that Mariners series, and they haven't been the same. They haven't recovered since. And, yeah, if you're losing, it's like I tell you, you're losing 2-1. It's like, you know, like, Mike, the Braves lose every game by one run. Okay, that's where you're like, okay, maybe we're just a piece away. I'm starting to feel you're more than just a piece away from trying to get to the World Series. Right now, forget about World Series. Maybe we were all wearing Tigers disco shirts. Maybe we started to focus on the wrong things. And maybe AJ has to get these guys. Let's rededicate ourselves. Let's just nail down this division. Because right now, Mike, I felt like I had this bet between you and I locked up.
Yep.
91 wins. Oh, man, they may get that one by.
No.
Yeah, it's beginning of September.
And I told you why I wouldn't budge.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm crusty. I'm salty. I've seen too much baseball, and I never believed in them the way that many did. I believe they were good. I believe they could win this division, but I never believed they were this monolith.
How do you not touch home plate?
Look, because you're not focused. You stick with your opinion. They're playing sloppy ball,
man.
And the at-bats are low quality. The pitching is just not where it needs to be. And here's the deal. I'm not going to do what other people are going to do with you. Everything isn't awesome. Everything's not cool when you're part of a team. If you want state-run media, there's plenty of that in this town. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, because if I have to hear one more time, well, you know, back in a couple years ago and when you played and remember this losing streak, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah, no.
It's about right here, right now. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to be the team like how we saw Minnesota in the playoffs play themselves out last year. You don't want to be that team.
No, and look, scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I'm probably about a 4 or a 5 right now. Now, the next 10 games is what's going to bring me to a different level if they don't start playing decent ball. Look, the next 10 games, if you can just go 5-5, the Guardians still have a very good possibility of going 7-3. They'll be 6 games out, and it's game on with about 50 games to go. But if you play anything lower than 500 ball and the Guardians do anything remotely decent, forget about 8-2. How about 7-3, 6-4? Rico, you're talking about a team that could be 4 games behind you real quick.
I was a 5 until you. I was a 5, and then, because I'm thinking, as you said, I was a 4 because it was Skeens on the mound. Skeens makes everybody look bad, even B-level Skeens. But then last night's game, and it was, as you say, clown ball. It's okay. Because today was more damning, because today is the day that last night I figured this is where AJ closes a clubhouse and just MFs everybody. And this is what, get your head out your behinds. Let's start winning. I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, do we need to sacrifice chickens? What needs to happen? We need to get back to playing Tiger baseball. And then today happened, which tells me that I probably didn't get that fire and brimstone speech from him. Or if it did happen, they weren't listening.
Look, he acknowledged it. I mean, it's not like he dodged it. He answered the questions on the morning show. He had his post-game remarks last night. I mean, if a meeting took place, it didn't work. If a meeting didn't take place, there probably needs to be one. The bottom line is they're doing nothing well, so I'm asking the question. Okay, you've lost 9 out of 10. No, the season's not over. But how about this? A week ago, 7 days ago, the Guardians were plus 5,000 to win this division. Today, before this game even took place, I bet you it's lower tonight if they win, they were plus 2,500. The odds had been cut in half. Mm-hmm. Rico, they could be 8 games out tonight, and their next 10, your next 10. Do the math on this, guys. You know, look, you've played well enough for long enough that you built this lead. But having this lead evaporate, it wasn't on anyone's bingo card. No. But when you lose 9 out of 10, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to get on the radio and play kazoo. Yeah. We're going to talk like adults, no, okay?
We're not doing
Yeah, no. No, we're not. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie to my listeners and tell them that there were lots of great moments today, too. No, there weren't.
No, you lost. That's your great moment. You lost. You got swept by the Pirates, who got swept by the White Sox. So
Pirates had won 1 game in their previous 12. They were 39-61 entering this series, okay? You got swept. We have to talk about it.
I'm at a 6. And the reason why it's now at a 6 is because you told me what the Guardians' next 10 games were. Very damning, very concerning. I need to see this team. When everything is working great, man, they have fun, and they're just, hey, who's going to be the next hero? But I'm kind of getting that feel like last year in the playoffs when all of a sudden the tables turned. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't dig themselves out the hole. And then, a game away from going to the next round? And then somebody pulled the chair from them. And they never recovered. And I'm getting that feel now when AJ is sitting there saying, yeah, you know, Riley Green's trying too hard, but so everybody is trying too hard. Okay, I don't know what has to happen. But this is one where if you don't get control of this quickly – Mike, you're right. You'll come back here, and we're going to be doing a lot of different shows.
That's my point.
As a matter of fact, I'll be trying to get a buyout for dinner.
I got you. No, that's my point. And I'm not selling panic. I'm selling you reality. And if you view it as panic, it probably means you've watched too much of the TV where they're selling you the panacea. It's okay. It's sports, and it's okay to talk. And this is still a good team that's playing really god-awful baseball. And if you trick around for any longer, remember we talked about this, 4 or 5-game losing streak, it's cool, it happens. AJ had the 2017 Astros, 3 different 6-game losing streaks, still won 104. But when they extend, and meanwhile, Cleveland's 8-2 in their last 10, you have to put a stop to this. Mm-hmm. Now you have the Blue Jays for 4, the Diamondbacks for 3, and the Phillies for another 3. Those are 3 teams that are either firmly atop a division or firmly battling for one. And in the case of the D-backs, a wild card. Bottom line, you gotta stop with this. It's time. Mm-hmm. So, look, I'm 21 hours from Saratoga. Rico's going to be your shepherd. He's going to be your Moses. Because your next 10 games, here's what I would need. You got to go 5-5. That way, even if the Guardians go 7-3 in their 10-game rip, you still got a 6-game lead in the division, and you're okay. But, man, I'll tell you, you pop a 3-7, they go 8-2, do the math. Hope you enjoy a 3-game lead, because then it's game on, and you will have evaporated all the goodwill.
And you could only pitch school ball X amount of times. So, yeah. That's the only thing is, school ball won't be able to save you, because you can't pitch him every night.
No. And he's on, what is it, leave? Whatever the hell it is. Paternity leave, right?
Isn't that what he's on? He's scheduled to still pitch on Saturday, but that's out there. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it was weird. But, look, the first couple games of this series, David, here's my thing. Look, I'm fine with the attitude that every night Scoobal pitches, we're going to win. I'm fine with that. He's earned that. This team's earned that. But it's the four games outside of that. You know, I'm sorry, but when you paid Alex Cobb $15 million off the couch, you know, I don't need to see Pete Melton or whatever the hell his name is on July 23rd. That should have been Alex Cobb. He hasn't helped you.
Troy Melton.
Whatever. Naga.
Hey, man, he flew his parents in for this.
Not going to work here much longer.
Yeah, good for him. Glad you got your first MLB start, but I mean.
No, my point is, David, when you're paying guys, look, Flaherty is not earning his money right now. Alex Cobb has not been able to earn his money. And Job is dead. And Mize got lit up. You start to look around and it's like, okay, well, outside of Scoobal, how sure am I about anything? We just did some of this conversation yesterday because people wanted to beat up Rico for saying starting pitching. No, Rico has a point. When it looks like, feels like, sounds like, man, sometimes it is.
Right.
Now, I'm a little higher on their pitching, but I'm not going to sit here and laugh if they acquired one. The update on Alex Cobb, July 18th, was maybe by the end of the year. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I guess maybe they were hoping that Melton could give them a month, but his second outing is going to have to be a lot better than this.
See,
he finished up a little stronger than he started.
Yeah, and
I'm going to equate that to nerve.
And again, when people look, I love this. Well, if you take away the grand slam, .. Yeah, okay, great. So here, take away the 280-yard touchdown runs, and I played great. Like, that's not how sports works.
No.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Not you.
His others. First game, I'm going to give you nerves. You go out there, you gave up a grand slam. And it's kind of what I want to see from the Tigers. What are you going to do after that? He settled down. Okay, Detroit, you are in the middle of a bad losing streak. What are you going to do next? Because this game was that I was expecting you're going to come out here and just beat the living hell out of the Pirates. And instead, before you could even just sit down, it's like, what?
This was supposed to be the get-right series.
Right.
Sure. You get to the Pirates, and you're like, okay, look, we've been struggling, but now we can get right against the Pirates, and everything looked wrong. And I'm trying not to be there. You guys know I'm a little extreme sometimes. I'm trying not to think like this, but it just feels like an epic collapse is on the way, and I just don't feel
David,
right.
No, David, I can see the storm clouds with you because it's not even the Perez missing home plate because his helmet was down and maybe he just didn't see it. He was going. What Torque did was just inexcusable. Like your baseball IQ. What are you doing? O'Neill Cruz on second, and you're just gonna it's gonna go pick that ball up. Run, get them. That's what you teach little leaguers. David, you see this coaching your son.
Look, here's what I would say, David. If you don't want to seem extreme, that's cool. You got to let the next 10 games play out. Or just within that 10 games, look, if they go out, it's almost impossible to get swept in a 4-game series. But if they lose 3 out of 4 to the Jays and you guys are on the air Monday, I don't think you're wrong. At that point, you're talking about being, what, 2-13 in your last 15 games? Like, I'm sorry. You have to talk about those things. So I'd love to hear from the people on this. What is your level of concern? I only did the Wojo Panic in Tiger Town thing just because it makes him laugh and it's a funny bit, but it's his. It's not panic, but guys, that next 10 games, panic lies on the other side of that bridge.
Right now, you can say concern in Tiger Town because it is. This is not the same team. And it was like, okay, excuse after excuse. Okay, your Seattle thing, okay. You know, they were just kind of looking forward to the vacation and All-Star game. But then you came off the All-Star game and you haven't looked good since. at some point, did water just simply find its level?
Well, I think that's certainly happening.
Right. I mean, we all set the expectations up way a little too high for this team.
You and Cookies did. And I
did.
You guys.
I did.
And you called me a curmudgeon.
I had him at 91. You had him at 90.
Bro, but you were browbeating me. Man, they're going to win 108. I'm like, man, leave me out of that. I need more. I need August 1st.
I had him at 98, not 108. It was a difference.
I just wanted to see if I could sneak the change up by. That's all. But let's
I had
talk
the kazoo
about
ready.
Don't get me started. I'm focused, even though vacation looms. Focused. Don't start with me.
You are. Yeah.
There it is.
It's on the screen.
It is. All right, let's get into it. We'll check on the ticket text, and we're going right to the callers. And again, your concern level. Tigers have now lost 9 out of 10, swept by the Pirates. I gave you your next 10 games and juxtaposed it with Cleveland's next 10. Cleveland could be within 8 tonight, and their 10 looks a lot different than yours. My concern will stay at a 4, 4.5. The next 10 games could bring it all the way to a full-blown concern level of what, 7, 8? You know, if you don't get this right, and you're talking about basically tanking 20 games, and your lead evaporates down to 4, yeah, no, that's panic. I'm not panicked. I'm concerned, though. And Rico nailed it. It's not that you're losing. I mean, even though that's part of it, it's how.
Yeah.
Last night was a joke. Total joke. I mean, even today, put Brady Falter on the mound. Nice lineup. Yeah. David, ticket text. What do you got for me?
Time for this team to wake up and get some reinforcements. And I don't want to hear the stupid, quote unquote, oh, the Dodgers are slumping too, fans. Because the Dodgers at least have multiple star players, not try-hard voodoo wannabes.
You know what, David? And this is going to be a very unpopular opinion. But as I'm watching the game last night and today, I'm really starting to think that you're probably not going to get any movement when it comes to trade and deadline.
Why would you do this to the people?
I said it's probably going to be an unpopular. It's me. It's my opinion. Looks like, seems like, feels like my opinion, Mike.
I wish I had that drop.
What?
David knows.
Oh, my.
I'll let it go.
Oh, okay. You know what?
How about this? No, your opinion can be right and deflating all at the same time. It's not an attack on your opinion. I'm
because
saying
I just think that it because even though they're going through the streak, they're still ahead of schedule, which means their way is working. Now, it's not working as quickly as the fans want, as you and I want, but it is working. And it's like, okay, I think they're just going to hold, let's wait for the kids. So go ahead and play the drop, David.
Nope.
Get it out your system.
Nope.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't think it deserves it.
Okay, maybe David sides with you. Let's go to the people. Or actually, ticket text, then the people.
This is to you guys. It says, Mike Rico, screw 9 out of 10. They've lost 12 out of 13. I think he's predicting this weekend's going to go badly.
I'm not going to do that. Whew. Baseball's a weird sport. The same way you never thought you'd get swept by the Pirates is the same way you don't think you're going to, what, take 3 out of 4 from the Jays? I'm not going to future cast it. I'm telling you here what the games are, what it looks like. And I'm telling you what happens if you don't play a little bit better here. My God, I'm asking for 5 and 5 in the next 10 days. I don't think that that's a big ask, Lomas.
No, I mean, it's kind of the 84 Tigers thing. You jump out to the big lead and you play 500 ball afterwards.
David.
This is from Richard. He says, panic is at 4. They only need 30 more wins with 59 to reach 90, and you don't have to wait until Thursday to make trades, Scott. Oh. It's the hope that kills you. Why couldn't you just be honest and be bad from the start of the season? Now I had hope, and you do this to me.
You
that
can
is from
still
Dan.
Have hope. Even with a Guardians win tonight, you're 8 games up. You got to get a grip here. That's why I'm not panicked. But if you're not concerned about this 180 this team has pulled to lose 9 out of 10, then I don't think you're living in reality. Like, it's okay to say, hey, be careful now. What'd we talk about? Losing streaks are fine. You got to put a stop to them, and you turn it right around. Now, when they get extended, yeah, it wasn't too long ago. Cleveland was about 14 games out. Mm-hmm. Where's that at now? You see where it's at. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Tom.
So So my take on it is, and I'm not saying this is the case, but you think that we're seeing a case of two teams where the first team, the first part of the season, we way overachieved. Now that the water's finally starting to level out, we're starting to see what the Tigers truly are, and they're not playing that overly excessive, successful baseball that may have been a fluke to begin with.
I do.
Tom, yeah, I'm right there with you. Each game, I'm starting to think that maybe they just really overachieved and they got caught up in the euphoria and it was contagious and they started winning. And winning and losing, both contagious. And now they're losing. I'm hoping they can snap out of this losing. But I'm with you, Tom.
Okay, that's all Tom wanted. We go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, how you been, bud? Ethan? All right, I'll put Ethan on hold. I don't know what the hell happened. Kenny, you're doing a bang-up job. We'll go to Ivory, 97.1. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing? Hey.
Good. Ivory, what's on your mind, bud?
Yeah, mine's at like a 7.5 or so. The reason why it's so high is because kind of like the previous caller, you guys in the previous caller just kind of touched on it. I'm a big Tigers fan, watch all the games, as much as I can, every game pretty much, as much as I can. I'm not an expert, just a fan. And early in the season, I just felt like when I really looked at the lineup, the pitching, I think they really, I'm not saying they're not a bad team. They're a good team, got a good coach and everything. But I just think they really, what we were watching, they really overachieved. Like, I thought when it gets hot in the kitchen that they would kind of falter a little bit, because when I looked at the lineup, the lineup is not really that deep. They were just a bunch of players that played well together, and you know the talent level. Like you had Green, you got Tor playing okay. McKinstry. They don't really have a deep talented roster like as far as lineup, and then the pitching. The only one you can really rely on is Scooble. So that's that. Like, I just thought they overachieved. That's why it's so high, because I think now I'm really looking forward to these next games against Toronto and the Phillies. And also, one other thing, like, I think it's I'm really focused on Scott Harris and this trade deadline. You don't want to do anything stupid, but you have opportunity at hand here with probably one of the best farm systems in baseball and deepest farm systems in baseball to see, like, I'm going almost F them picks type. Those prospects aren't doing nothing for you, man. If your opportunity is here and now to improve your ball club, which he said he would do, do it. Those guys in the minors aren't doing nothing for the opportunity that you have at hand. If that makes sense, you know. If you have to get a guy, you do it. I'm not saying do anything stupid. I'm not saying trade McGonagall or Clark for a rental, but you know, do what you need to do. But yeah, I'm concerned, because from what I see, it's not only the way they're losing, but the guy, like, you got Riley Green, who's on pace for almost 240 strikeouts. I'm just concerned, because from what I see, they just, I don't know if they have what it takes lineup wise to really get out of a deep funk. They have some cushion here, so that's why it's not a little higher, like 8.5, but I'm just concerned, because
you're not wrong. And listen, Riley Green's a hell of a good ball player, but when you have a strikeout profile like this, which I've talked about this for a month now, you know, you've got five or six guys where the K to walk ratio is so far out of whack. Well, here's what it can look like, because it's hard to dig out of slumps. And when you start scuffling bad and you're getting attacked by the pitchers and you're just easy breezy, you know, three strikeouts a night, it's harder to get out of it than guys that put the ball in play more. I mean, it is what it is. And Riley's really good, but when you put Riley and Javi and Dingler and Meadows and Vierling, I mean, you start stacking these players that are struggling in July, and you then go look at the K to walk ratio, what does it tell you? Now, again, it takes someone honest to bring up stuff like this, which you don't always get in this town.
But yeah, but at this point, a lot of easy outs.
And that's what it looks like. And that's the problem. Like, today's a day where, as bad as this series was, Brady falters on the mound, you got to drop a bomb on that guy. You got to win this game, get out of there with a W, and go, all right, listen, we stink right
basically
now.
You need to do what the Pirates did. Jump out early and just say, all right, you can play catch up if you want, but we're taking this game.
Parker, this is unbelievable. Do you know what Parker Meadows OPS Plus is?
No, because I don't want you calling me a deflator.
I'll be the deflator. 50.
Okay.
League averages. That means he's 50% worse than a league average player. This Parker Meadows thing
that also means he's 50% better.
No, then what? Zero?
No.
No, zero is he's better than Dick Clark. Dick Clark's dead.
We killing all people again?
Yeah, like you killed Dave Winfield yesterday. No, the Meadows.
I'm trying to be positive.
The Meadows thing is a thing. I mean, he's approaching, what, 120 at-bats? Yeah. I don't know what you can do because he's so valuable defensively, but, man, you start stacking this up and you go, oh, my. 248-539-9797. Your call's next, 97.1.